Poll, Immigration Bigger Issue Than Inflation, Economy. By Neil Monroe on March 25, 2024. President Joe Biden's easy migration policies are the top issue facing the United States, according to the latest Harvard-Harris poll. Immigration, not inflation or the economy, was cited as the top issue among 36% of 2,111 registered voters in the March 20 to 21 poll from Harvard's Center for American Political Studies. 36% tagged immigration as the top issue, while 33% tagged inflation. 23% picked the economy and jobs category. Demographically, 39% of whites, 41% of Hispanics, 28% of Asians, and 28% of people aged 25 to 34 chose immigration. 21% of respondents said immigration is the top issue facing them personally, up 4 points from the prior monthly poll. The poll matches the results from Signal Polling, which surveyed 1,500 likely voters in 39 battleground districts from March 5 to 7, 2024. Border security is now firmly the top issue, 30%, up 11% since January and surpassing inflation, which fell to 23% overall. Hispanic voters are driving this change with a 13% increase among these voters toward border security and away from other issues. Independents continue to care more about inflation, while Republicans are focused on border security, and Democrats are still expressing concerns over threats to democracy. However, the issues of inflation and immigration are closely tied. For example, Biden's immigration policy has imported at least 7 million extra migrants, inflating costs for housing, autos, food, and other necessary items. 58% of the 2,111 registered voters in the Harvard-Harris poll also said Biden's border is getting worse, and 73% want Biden's deputies to toughen enforcement. Many polls show migration is playing a central role in the 2024 election. The establishment media's efforts to downplay the pocketbook impact on Americans and the structural damage to the U.S. economy. The Harvard-Harris poll showed that 46% of respondents said immigration is Biden's biggest failure. That score was almost double the 27% who picked weak leadership at home and abroad. Even the New York Times writers admit that Biden's policies are bad for Democrats. If Biden loses in November, this will be a major reason, op-ed writer Brett Stevens admitted in a March 25 column. Most Americans also understand that Biden and Kamala Harris pretty much ignored the crisis for years until Abbott and other southern governors started sending migrants to places like Chicago and New York, and Democratic officials began to see the problem at their doorstep. However, Republicans may yet drop the ball by treating migration only as an easy turnout issue for the base, not as an opportunity to persuade and attract conflicted swing voters. In general, GOP donors do not want the GOP to use the immigration issue as a way to win new voters or election landslides. That strategy would require campaign promises to curb the inflow of foreign workers, consumers, and renters that donors demand. The easy migration policies are exacerbating Americans' expanding problems: homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people. Worse, the inflow of migrants reduces the incentive and ability of politicians, government officials, and business leaders to overcome their expanding political differences in ways that help reduce Americans' problems.